Erster Hörtext für die zweite Schularbeit.
Ian is doing a survey for his class magazine. He is interviewing Mrs. Jones.
Mrs. Jones, could you tell us something about your typical day?
Well, to begin with, let me first introduce myself. I'm Maggie Jones, and I live at number 6 Gloucester Road in London. I'm married. My husband's name is Thomas. He's a bank clerk. And I have 2 daughters. Sheila is 12, and Pamela, the younger one, is 9. Well, as for me, I usually get up at 6:30 in the morning. The first thing I do in the morning is to have a shower, and then I get dressed. After that, I prepare breakfast. I make some coffee for me and some tea for my husband and the children. Then I wake our children. My husband is usually under the shower at that time, and then we have breakfast. It is usually a typical English breakfast with fried eggs and bacon, and we normally talk about what we're going to do. For example, making plans for the weekend, or what they want to have for supper, and so on. At 8:15, the children leave the house. They have to walk to school, and it takes them 20 minutes. My husband leaves the house at 8:30. After that, I usually have another cup of coffee, and then I do the housework.
And you told me that you have a spare time job, too.
Yes, well, I help in a bakery. I do the easy things there. I sometimes help in the shop, and sometimes I help in the bakery itself.
How long have you been doing that?
Since February. I go there 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I like the job very much.
When do the members of your family come home in the afternoon?
Well, Pamela, that's the younger one, usually comes at 4:15, and Sheila at 5:30. She goes to the country dancing club. At about the same time, my husband returns from work, so we usually have supper at 6:00. After supper, my husband helps the children with their homework, and I watch TV or read the newspaper. When the homework is finished, we sometimes play Monopoly, or we watch TV together. And that's my typical day.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Jones.
Zweiter Hörtext für die zweite Schularbeit.
Some pupils of Greenland Comprehensive School are looking at the notice board. They are talking about which club they will go to this term. Dialogue number 1. Listen to Steve and Cindy.
Which club shall we go to this term?
I think I'll go to the Mountaineering Club. We want to go to Austria next summer and do some mountain climbing. I've got an uncle there who's a mountain guide. We want to climb the Dachstein.
That sounds exciting. What's the Dachstein like? Is it high?
Yes, it's one of the highest mountains in Austria, and it's rocky too.
But aren't you afraid of heights?
Not at all. I've been on top of the Dachstein with my uncle twice. I liked it very much.
When does the mountaineering club meet?
Let me see. On Friday afternoon, I think. Yes, Friday afternoon, right after school.
But that's the same time as the camping club, and I want to go there.
Didn't you go to the camping club last year?
Yes, but I'd like to go there again. You can have a lot of fun. Sue is coming too.
Come on, let's go to the mountaineering club. It's much more exciting.
Well, but I haven't got any equipment.
That doesn't matter. The Mountaineering Club provides it, or I can lend you some of mine.
Well, in that case, I'll go there too.
Dialogue number 2. Listen to Sandra, Wendy and Tim.
Which club shall we go to this term?
How about the gymnastics club? It's on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Yes, I think I'll go there.
Oh no, gymnastics is boring. I prefer to go to the volleyball club. Or to the swimming club. What do you think, Tim?
I'm not quite sure, but I think I won't go to any of them. I've got a piano lesson every week, and I have to practice a lot too.
Oh, come on. You must go to one club. I know. Let's join the school choir. That would be good fun.
Good idea. When is it?
On Tuesday afternoon.
Tim, are you going to join the school choir this year again?
Of course I am. Why don't you two come too? You'll like it.
Okay,
let's do that.
Dialogue number 3. Listen to Mike and Norman.
Which club should we go to this term?
I don't want to go to the football club again. Do you?
No, I don't. I'm not going to any of the sports clubs this year. We've got too much homework to do.
How about the pop music club?
Oh, no, that's stupid.
No, it isn't.
Why should I go to the pop music club? You can listen to CDs at home.
That's right. But we could go to the film club. They show really good films. This term they're going to show cowboy films.
Really? When does it meet?
On Friday evening after school.
Okay, let's go there.
Erster Hörtext für die dritte Schularbeit.
The McGills have moved to a new house in the country. Philip is phoning Jenny to tell her about it.
Hello?
Hello, is that you, Jenny?
Yes, who's that?
Philip.
Oh, hi, Philip. Haven't seen you for a long time. Where have you been all the time?
Well, we've just moved to a new house, so I haven't been around much. We live right out in the country now.
Really? Where exactly do you live?
In Ridley. It's about 2 miles from where we lived before.
Oh yes, I know. And what's the house like? Is it nice?
Oh yeah, it's really brilliant. It's nice and big, not like the little flat we lived in before.
So you don't have to share a room with Tim anymore?
No, I don't. We've all got our own rooms now, even the baby.
It must be a really big house then.
Yes, it is. It's got 4 bedrooms.
Wow, sounds really fantastic. What other rooms has it got?
Well, there's a big living room and a separate dining room. That's really nice. We didn't have one before. And there's a kitchen. That's quite big too. We usually have our breakfast in there. I like sitting in there because it's nice and warm.
I suppose you've got a big garden too.
Yes, it's quite big. Mum's really happy about that. She's always wanted to live in a house with a garden. And there's a big cellar too, and Dad's made a workshop down there.
I must come and see it sometime.
Well, that's why I phoned you up. How about coming to see us on Saturday?
Let me think. Yeah, I think that would be okay. How do I get there?
Oh, that's easy. You just get the bus number 21 from the bus station and get off at Ridley Post Office. I'll wait for you there.